Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. It is 15 minutes past 10. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli and I can't believe they're actually graced me with their presence. The Bleeding Two Jollies are in!
Yuppa, what a...
Look at you. You're even...
Sorry, I was reading the text.
You're
listening to the two Johnnies.
Yeah, I'm filling in there for Jennifer Samper.
You're too cool to even say hello. I even got producer Etna to run to Radio 1 and rob two bottles of Ballygowan.
Yeah, Marty Whelan's out there dying at a droop now after robbing the bottles of water. After taking the bit from his mouth.
We appreciate you making a pregnant woman run down the corridors to get us water.
She's loads of time to go.
It's not water on
time to go. But listen, thanks for gracing me with your presence. You're the three arena. Let's talk about
Can we just stick with the swingers club thing?
Yeah.
Sorry. Cormac said there's one in Tip.
Yeah.
I heard
him say something like, what if they held that in Tipperary? We got really excited, almost wrote the car off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two Johnny Swinger Club, tickets on sale now.
Okay, let's talk about then.
We went to Marbella and we couldn't get into the tennis club. Mind the swingers club, do you hear me? And they said on Saturday nights you turn up in your underwear. You couldn't do that in Tipperary, you'd be frozen.
You would.
Nipples, you'd be able to squeeze an orange off it or something.
But I got loads of text messages going, because I was like, there's not a lot of swingers clubs in the Midlands. They're like, Jen, you know nothing. There's loads of them. Loads happening. You just don't know
in the Midlands, they're just the drollest swingers clubs of all time.
You fancy a threesome?
Jesus, you're not too bad looking there. No, might bring you out to the old shed out the back there.
Whatever you're into. But listen to this. Somebody texted me about the swingers club. Hey, Jen, my wife and I constantly fantasise about having all sorts of mixed doubles and triple tennis matches. It's great fun. My mate and his wife went to a tennis party. His game was over. And he had to watch his wife play tennis with three guys with huge rackets and they change balls all the time. I couldn't stop laughing at him, but still it made me realise the difference between fantasy and reality. Still love to talk about it.
I think I'll just stick to the old GAA.
You know where you stand with that.
That tennis sounds lethal.
But GAA can be wicked as well. And we were talking about that, about parents giving abuse on the sidelines. And you're big into your sport and you coach and all that kind of stuff. Have you experienced that? Has there been, do you have a lot of parents? I know your mother loves to shout.
She's an ultra. She's what they call an ultra, you know. She's got just a balaclava on her face on the sideline.
Jumping up and down the sideline, swinging a scarf.
Yeah. No, my mother's hatchet, like, when it came to games, especially when I was younger. If someone said that to me, like, I was carrying a few pounds as a young lad, so you would get the odd comment, like, she'd fleece him. She left the fence one day. She had a lad like yippee-ki-yay job. She was, like, hanging off the back of his neck, a sleeper hold. Yeah. And she said to me, I've totally changed now, because my sister Abby, she's 15 and she plays now.
Okay.
And I was like, you're hardly, like, you know, 15 years later, you can't be as mad, like, you know. No, I'm totally different now, John. And then a lad from home sent me on a video of my mother at a match, a camogie match under 15. She's like, come on, Abby! It's like, one of these days I'm going to get a phone call. It's like, yeah, your mother's been carted off.
And does Abby like it? I mean, this is what I wanted to know. Do kids actually like when their parents are shouting support on the sideline?
No, not really. I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
You just
get
parents over teams because it's hard to get anyone to volunteer to do it.
Right.
And then you have the same management from under 9 all the way to minor. Like, you're listening to the same fella roaring the same crap at you.
Some lads, like, some lads are more harsh on their own kids.
Yeah.
Than other people. Like, we've seen parents involved, like, and I was with an under 14 team one day, and, like, your man's son just missed one ball. The first ball, it was like 10 seconds gone. He's like, get him off. Get that lad off. He's useless.
He's
finished. I knew well. Get him off.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. They're harsh. So, no, look. Proper etiquette is probably parents, like, just being supportive and not saying too much.
So
but
what
it's
do
hard.
You say? But what? Okay, so you're on the sideline because my young one started soccer, and Lou says stupid bling things like get in space and pass and get up the side. Now she hasn't a clue. She's just doing twirls in a big dress, going la 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 la.
Jen,
I've seen
on your Instagram story that your kid was training the other day. You were reading the book on the sideline.
That's how you do it.
That's definitely not sideline etiquette. You have to at least let on you're interested. You're sitting down reading Ray Goggins' book. At the side of the field. That's it at one extreme to another side.
You need an air horn, and then every now and then between chapters you can look up and be like, good hustle. Great.
Okay. So there has to be some kind of a middle ground. So I've gone too far the other way, and now it's just embarrassing. So there needs to, so that's the, I need to find the sweet spot.
Yeah, it's all well and good though. I've been like in both of us involved with underage teams and stuff like, and you, like, I find myself screaming on the sideline, but I'm a maniac anyway.
You so. Are, you're yeah. lunatics, the there two of you. Speaking of Thanks. Which, let's talk about, we have to promote a lot of stuff. My God,
oh, yeah.
where did you get time to do all this stuff? So your TV show, is it on tonight?
Yes. Yeah, it's on tonight, 9:30, RT2.
The two Johnnies art. Take on, we're talking about art, and straight away, people are like, straight over my head, what's art? Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. It's actually really good art, you should check it out. So, the main thing...
It's a big thing called art.
It's this
I
new
don't
thing.
Know if guys know about yeah,
it's not some lad. Art is not some lad for the Midlands. You're actually talking about...
Okay. Art. It's a new up-and-coming movement. It started in Europe.
Oh, yeah. And, wow, tell me more.
We well, obviously, when we go looking for art, we ring Don Conroy.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah. He is art,
he
basically.
He actually yeah. brought... Michelangelo of, yeah. our, of the 80s.
Of owls, yes.
Like St. Patrick is to Christianity, Don Conroy is to art.
Yes.
He brought art to Ireland.
He did.
And banished... the snakes. And we go and we draw owls.
Oh, great.
With
Who
Don.
Did a better owl? Actually, I saw it on your Instagram.
Yeah, it's yeah, yes. his is better. Oh, yeah, I have to
Johnny,
admit, what I found tricky
better.
With the painting was I forgot to wash the brush.
Right.
So, which that can be difficult at times, you know what I mean? That's
so
probably rule number one of art.
Your owl had brows like Ming the Merciless. From...
Yeah, it actually had got microbladed. The owl got their eyebrows and microbladed. It's a new thing for owls. I mean, that's art. It's what
that's
you interpret
art.
It
Listen,
to be.
It doesn't matter. We
put on an art exhibition in an actual, like, arty...
In the
what's
Royal,
it called?
The Royal
called?
Hibernian yeah. Academy there okay, in town.
Yeah.
We got genuine people in off the street to try and buy our pieces of art.
Did anybody buy? Oh, we'll have to watch tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch
but
tonight.
There was one art student who was...
Was she Greek or something?
Yeah, something like that. And she thought it was a real art exhibition. And like we were kind of like half in character of being like, ah, come on. And she's like, I like the texture of the... The dude was like, come on. Like, we painted him in 2 minutes like on a piece of canvas.
I'm looking at her like, just get it.
Yeah.
If the whole thing's a joke, please just get it. Yeah. I painted Robot St. Patrick. He comes
Amazing.
Back from the future to kick the COVID out of Ireland and then just stapled a face mask onto the painting.
Yeah. And I just painted Love, L-O-V-E, because I had actually seen it in Guyanese and it was selling for a reasonable enough price, so I thought.
Very
you know,
good. Did you serve band. Fancy drinks? Because you know when you go to the...
Did you?
Yeah.
We had white wine and
cheese.
White wine.
Yeah. And cheese. I mean, you know, that's what these art people are into, isn't it? Like cheese.
We had a bottle
white
with
cheese,
white
yeah.
wine written on it.
Lovely. Yeah. Sounds amazing. Well, so that's on tonight on RT. Go and check it out.
Episode 2 of 4.
Episode 2 of 4. You only did 4.
Yeah,
I'm
got
lazy.
Got lazy towards the end.
Some time left.
We had to go to Marbella or to Swingers Fest. We had
oh
time for
Oh my
everything.
God! So you're Marbella. So you actually just went, just the two of you. So you even go on holiday together.
But,
oh, yeah.
We brought our tour manager as well, just to make sure we didn't get in any trouble.
Just to make sure we had our passports and stuff.
Yeah, we can't be left on our own.
No,
which, to be honest, though, we went down to Porto Banus, where everyone is stinking rich, we stuck out like sore thumbs. We were like the in-betweeners. The three of us, like, our tour manager's around 6'5", and then the two of us, and we're just sweaty, wearing, like, you know, penny shorts, and everyone else is going around looking like they're in some sort of a music video.
We went to a restaurant, and there was a lad playing Spanish guitar, you know, and you know that song, Bamboleo?
All the time.
By the Gypsy Kings. Smacks paid him €50 to sing it twice in a row at our table.
Look, you know, we had had a few at dinner, you know.
You want to see the video back? I am screaming it in the restaurant, banging the table, like, go on!
It's a family of five right beside.
Oh no!
I kept telling your man, I was like, man, you sound exactly like the Gypsy Kings. And he's like, I have gypsy in my blood.
Yeah, good a crack. You know what I mean?
If you were in Marbella and sat next to the two Johnnies in a restaurant, let me know 51552.
Apologies.
So, the Three Arena, you told me off air, and we're going to mention it because I was like, there's no way you're going to sell this out.
You are.
There you are.
We're nearly there.
Yeah, it's the last couple of hundred tickets, huh?
That is incredible. First of all, well done.
Thank you. I can assure you there is nobody more relieved than the two of us. I'm going away with my missus now to Lanzarote for a couple of weeks. And I swear to God, I can go safe in the knowledge we're not in financial ruin.
Yeah.
Because that place is expensive
to
rent.
It's big. What does it hold? 13?
10,000 because ours is fully seated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
10,000 tickets
you have to sell.
So you have a few more hundred to go. I'm not buying one, by the way.
No, stick all y'all on the guest list. Yeah. Yeah, and the baby as well.
She's pregnant. She's not going. Don't be inviting
the baby's
pregnant
not
people.
Get a babysitter. You surely have it by then.
Oh, if it's next year, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have loads of time, yeah.
It's this year, it's December.
It's in December. December the 16th.
Oh, yeah. You'd be grand.
Yeah,
she'll
be back on the beer and all by then. It'll be great.
It's perfect. It's like Christmas party night. Do you remember like 8th of December used to be the shopping day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the 16th of December is now the drinking day.
Now it's now the National Two Johnny's Day. You should do it every year now. So you've a few tickets left, and if people want to get tickets, they go to Ticketmaster?
Ticketmaster.ie, yeah.
Very exciting. So what's it going to be like? What give us an insight into the show. What are you doing?
Don't quite know yet.
we have looked at like, so I'll be honest, you know what I mean? I always want to be in a boy band, and me and Johnny, most of the time with the two Johnnies, it's kind of stuff we wanted to do as kids that we couldn't, that now as adults we can do. So I went to the Point, or the Tree Arena, sorry.
Ancient.
Well, it used to be, it was the Point when I went, and Westlife were starting off, and it came down from the roof. So you can assure everyone going to the show, we're definitely going to start the show by coming down from the roof.
All right, okay.
I've seen another Garth Brooks VHS where he came in on a harness and flew over the crowd. That's going to happen as
well.
Do you
know how much that is, the harness? I've been haggling with MCD and the Tree Arena about the price of the harness. So I'm to him like, can we not just walk on?
No, you got to come down from some sort of a roof. Or...
Yeah, I think you should. You should definitely fly over the crowd or something.
Yeah, so it's going to be all singing, all dancing. We'll have our live band as well, and it's a bit of a podcast. It's just...
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a mess.
You don't, just be like, no, you listen, don't know.
My mother said to me yesterday at dinner, you should do Saturday Night Fever.
What she mean? Okay, so what, like, how?
She said to me then, you should do Grease Lightning. That'll get people going. I said, what do you mean? She's like, you know, with the car and the leather jackets. You should do that at the Tree Arena.
But you know what? We might.
I said, man, it's a comedy show.
You might. I mean, the advice that parents or family members give for any... I bet there was... You got loads of suggestions when you were doing your TV show as well. Do you know what you should do? Yeah. It should be great. I get that for radio ideas as well. Like somebody said to me and my family, not going to name them, Lau said, he came down, he had his wedding. He said, you should do like smells that take you back to your childhood. I said, wouldn't really work on radio, love. Because, you know.
It is an audio medium, love, yeah.
That's not going to work. But do you get people telling you how to do and what to do for shows and stuff?
Yeah, most of it we take on board.
And you do it.
When you do it, like, this will be our 200 podcast, the one at the Tree Arena. So, I mean, you kind of run out of ideas at some stage. You're going to have to start next week on our podcast, Smells to Take You Back to Your Childhood.
Do it. And you can have that one for free.
Rashers, the crackle of rashers in the morning. But we were playing a hurling match last week and the opposition manager came up and actually tried to book us to do their GAA fundraiser at Christmas.
He did, yeah.
It was like the day after the Tree Arena.
Oh, God.
And we were like, no. And then he said, yeah, but now, like, how much would we be talking? Don't scare me now. How much? I'll book the two of you now for the Friday night. You're available the Friday. Your gig's on the Thursday.
Yeah.
Flat out wanted to book us.
Did they book you?
Yeah. No, we gave them the price.
A lot of texts coming in for you guys. Can you see them texts there? Jen, if the two Johnnies are so busy, Jen, I'm worried they won't be able to come on your show and regularly as they do. And we love them the week they filled in for you. Oh, feck off, Mags.
Another text in here says, the week the two Johnnies were in was possibly the best.
I heard while I was flinging myself off boats and drinking champagne and having an amazing time with my family, I heard you guys did... an okay job.
Yeah, it's funny because I rang you every day.
Yeah, I saw those missed calls.
I tried everything to get you to come on air.
I'm on me bleeding holidays now. Edna knows you would have been. She would have been.
Yeah,
dead.
She was telling us not to.
Near you, you're big stars, but I would have killed her, like literally dead, Anna Nita.
Even
they
though
know.
She is with child, you still would have murdered her.
Yeah, I would have. I don't care. Jen, I saw your story that day. I was on the sideline and you'd been drinking earlier. I was.
You drinking at a match?
No.
Hardcore.
It was Etna's leaving, Duke. She's going on Friday. She's going to...
Yeah, I meant to have a chat with you over that. But are we not like part of this team now?
Yes.
I was kind of... It was like watching a lot of people going off of me misses and you all sitting down having drinks and me and Johnny stuck in Tipperary after selling a ball of tickets for the show and we only mad for a session.
We were... Look, I wasn't in charge of the guest list.
Okay.
I don't do any of that.
Is that Cormac? Up.
That's Who's, Cormac
yeah,
Battle.
Yeah,
you know what's funny? Because actually we're not in charge of the guest list for our gig either.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just,
yeah, there you go.
Watch the post.
All right, I'll have to buy. What else? Lads, I'm so excited. I was on the fence. I was on the fence about going until I heard about the harness. I can't wait to see two scared Irish lads flying over 10,000 people and trying to nail the landing.
That's going to be excellent.
Harry.
Just speaking of harnesses, we're painting a mural in tonight's episode on the TV show and they put a safety harness on me and I'm not going to lie, it took half an hour to get it on and I nearly lost a limb.
Who was putting it on you?
I was trying to put it on.
Well, there we go. You should have had some kind of climbing expert or no to put a harness on.
Health and safety is too expensive nowadays.
I'm sure you've touched them there before.
It's inappropriate. Yeah. It's inappropriate now.
In Marbella, was it Chateau?
Wicked Chateau.
Yeah.
The amount of text lads coming in going, what's the name of that place again?
€60 for a single man. Wicked price, it's
Well, listen, you can book yourselves in there after this gig because the tickets are selling fast. They're nearly gone. You've about a couple of hundred left, so if you want tickets there.
I'm so excited, like.
Are you excited?
Because
are you nervous?
You know, not many Irish acts get to do the Three Arena.
Especially
like non-musical acts.
Well,
like,
I don't want to say, but I've done the Three Arena.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember Jennifer Zanetti.
Yeah. Well, it was the 2FM Christmas one, but I'm still on stage.
You were on stage, okay.
I did Wembley as well. I went to a soccer match once.
Yeah. We played a song at half time in the goal games in Croke Park once.
Yeah, so basically that's Croke Park. Yeah.
There was 200 children there, so like us, Westlife, Gap Brooks, we're kind of all.
Yeah,
we're all the same.
All mates, yeah.
We're all the same. We're all up there. All speaking tight. Of being up there, I can't let you go when I talk about the Late Late Show appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
How was that?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
How was Ryan?
Ryan is actually Ryan.
Ryan is good crack.
He's not.
No, he actually is. Do you know that?
No,
you're always saying he's not crack, but like, I think he's great crack.
I never say he's no crack. He's no crack. I tell you when he's absolute zero crack. He's terrible. Between 9 and 10, Monday to Friday.
On air.
Absolutely, like talking books and all.
There's no drinking there anymore. There's no, like, you know, there used to be
The green room.
The green room.
Yeah, you definitely get your hole in the green room.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping to.
No, but there's no drinking anymore. What,
who was on the night you were on?
Bob Geldof.
You wouldn't come near me. So there's no drinking in it, so it's all
no, because COVID now. So you're just locked in the dressing room. But every time we do go on Late Late, we get a bigger dressing room each time, so yeah.
Do you? I saw you the dressing room you were in. I think you were in Tuberty's dressing room.
Could have been. He's got a rotating bed in there.
You've made it now. Yeah, there's a big round bed there with dodgy stains on it.
Yeah, he must like to snooze it.
Two Egyptian
guys. Or his lunch
guys.
Or his dinner. He's eating his dinner in there.
He's fanning him.
There's men with fans, yeah, flown in from Egypt. They're waving pams at him. Keep him cool.
What are the mammies most proud of? Going on the Late Late Show, the Three Arena, or the TV show?
Us not being in jail.
Us
providing for them. No, do you know what it is? The Late Late is gas because you always get like, that's the one that when down the country, you know, you walk into your supermarket and people are like, seen you on the Late Late. Oh my God. What's Tuberty like? First question
everybody asks that, yeah.
Yeah, no, the TV show, yeah, they like that. My mother would be buzzing. She watched it 6 times.
Yeah.
Since last week, yeah. Yeah.
On the player or did she record it?
She recorded it.
She should watch it on the number.
I told her go out and turn on the television in the kitchen as well. We need all those numbers.
Need all the numbers. Well, if you want to be one of those numbers, tune in tonight. They are on tonight on RT2. It's 9:30. The two Johnnies take on Art. It's not some fella from the Midlands. It's actually Art with Don Conroy.
It's fair funny as well.
It's actually fair funny. And speaking of fair funny, get the last few tickets for their Three Arena in December. That's going to be big. Is there anything else I have to promote? Jesus Christ. When are you going to do a radio show?
Who knows?
We'll have a new single coming out soon. And
will you?
Yeah.
That's why if we do a radio gig, we're just going to play all our own music.
Oh, well, that'd be
get our money up. Get those royalties up.
Get those Imra royalties up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, no one else is playing us.
Thanks, lads. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.